We are back with Lohan Beach Club tonight. Somebody gets fired. Stay tuned to find out who it is.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Mike's in here trolling me. I mean, I get him back, and he's in here trolling me. Guys, I am trying to get you all amped up about tonight's episode because I was so mad about what happens at the end of this episode, which we'll get to eventually, but... We'll find out. What were your overall thoughts after trolling me?
So great.
Of this episode.
Do you want to introduce yourself to our viewers?
No, I don't.
All right, cool. I am Mike Thieling. What's up, guys? Glad to be back after my absence last week.
We missed him so much.
And this episode, I gotta say, to be honest with you guys, like it's just not doing it for me. This was a little bit of a letdown to me. The Billy Sarah thing. I mean, we're going to get into all of it, but my major takeaway is, and this is going to be cool because I know you're against me, I really like Brent.
Yeah.
I like Brent, and I like him in this episode, and I like how he comes out of this episode, and that's my major takeaway.
Yes, let's talk about that. I'm Jesse Zahner, guys. You know this. I've been here. Mike's in the live chat today, so join us in the live chat and tell us, because last week, Maddie and I talked about who would the four house guests be, not house guests, but VIP hostesses be that you would keep. Tell us in the live chat who the four people you would keep.
We got to do that at the end. I want to get in on it, yeah.
Exactly.
Big question.
Yes.
Have yours changed week over week?
Because
to be honest, 100%, I don't know what you guys said last
week. Okay, perfect. Well, everybody tell us in the live chat who your four people would be, and then towards the end of the episode, we will tell you who our four will be.
Good.
But let's start with exactly what you were talking about, Billy, Brent, and Sarah's situation, the love triangle.
Sure.
Maddie and I are on one side of it. You said you had a different outlook on it, so tell us what your thoughts on it are.
Well... Look, I was happy for Billy finally because I think Billy, at his core, at least the way he came off, was a really good guy.
Yeah.
And I think Sarah probably always goes for bad boys. She just seems like the type, gut instinct. And Billy's probably the kind of guy she actually needs. So I was happy that they kind of finally got together. You know, no one wants to be in this tumultuous relationship constantly like she was with Brent. So it was good that she, you know, finally gave Billy a shot on the yacht and got some kissing.
Yeah. So, but you were on Brent's side, though.
I'm not on Brent's side in this relationship deal.
Okay.
But I do think Brent's a good guy.
In what way?
I like Brent.
I mean, but why, though?
Why? Because in this household, it's really interesting. This is similar. Jesse knows I'm on the Married at First Sight after show as well.
Yes.
This is very similar to... AJ on Married at First Sight.
Okay.
I think almost everybody else on the show is relatively boring.
Mm-hmm.
That at least Brent is interesting. And he amps it up and he does stuff and he says what's on his mind. And like we've said over and over and over again on this show, it seems like everybody is scared of getting fired.
Right.
So that makes for a good employee. Obviously, you don't want to get fired, right? But it makes for a bad show.
Right.
Because... Tell me something that Aristotle has done this whole season.
I agree. I love
Aristotle. Until he made out with Sarah, what has Billy done this whole season?
Right.
Besides cry, what's May done this whole season? Mm-hmm. Since she got slapped, what's Gabby done? So, you know, they're being professional, but it doesn't make it interesting for us to watch. Brent, you've got to give him the credit. Even Pano said this episode, he sold the most, so he's the most producing employee, and he's actually interesting to watch, and he's stirring the pot up, and that makes for an interesting show. And I think, you know, I know we're going to go through the episode timeline-wise, but by the end, when he has that heart-to-heart with Sarah, I felt like that's probably the real Brent.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, it's a little bit editing, a little bit of him playing it up. We saw it when he was on our show. He seemed like a decent guy. He just doesn't really get along with the castmates.
Yeah.
And I think his heart-to-heart with Sarah was a real person. I thought that was genuine.
Right.
And I like this guy. I think I'd be friends with him on the outside.
Yes. Yeah. Well, he would be somebody fun to be friends with, right? So I totally agree with you in that my thing is if there was no Brent, honestly, guys, there's no show, right? I mean, it's like what would we be watching? Nothing.
I mean, them... them servicing people at cabanas. And
the only thing
whatever.
I would want to see outside of that is just Panos. Can we just have like a Panos reality show of just his life? Show,
for sure. It's got to be fascinating,
yeah,
this guy.
That's it. But like there's nothing else to watch aside from Brent.
I mean, really not. I mean, Mike, to be fair, Mike is extremely entertaining.
Yes.
I really, really like Mike. But honestly, past that, like,
yeah,
I don't really know.
You're
right. It was cool to see Alex go to his grandma's house.
Yeah.
But other than that, what has he really done on the show? Brent is cross-dressing for Pride.
Right.
I mean, come on.
Yeah. But no, that's so true. Because even Lindsay says, she starts talking about the hosts, and she says, I like Alex. I like the energy he brings, but he's kind of boring. It's like,
right.
But that's the problem with this setup is like, he's boring. Okay. But Kayla came, and Kayla was not boring, but you kicked her off the show.
But Brent has never directly gone against Lindsay.
Right.
Right. So Kayla had that conflict specifically with Lindsay. And I even wrote down in my notes, okay, what are you looking for in an actual employee?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And it's interesting to me, actually, when Panos sits Billy down and he's like, what's going on with you and Sarah?
Right.
To me, if I'm Panos and I'm the manager, dude, I don't care. I think Panos is on the same wavelength as that, and it must be affecting them on the job,
mm-hmm.
right? And that's really, really annoying. You got to separate that stuff
right.
if you want to get hired. Again, I think I feel like a broken record here a little bit. We've made a distinction throughout this entire show of what makes a fun person on the show and what makes a good employee for Lohan Beach Club. And they just don't really line up.
Right.
That's why Brent is so interesting because he's both.
Right. That's
and
a really good
point. And nobody else is both on the show.
So Kayla's downfall was that she wasn't respectful of Lindsay. Because Brent, for the most part, is pretty respectful of Lindsay and Panos,
she
right?
wasn't respectful of Lindsay. And to give her enough credit, she wasn't around enough to be a top producer like Brent is.
Right.
So maybe if she was, she might have even gotten a little bit more leeway. Because, again, she was interesting to watch. She kept it real, just like Brent. But, again, I think it was not enough time to show how she was producing and that she directly went against Lindsay.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. So going back to Billy, he hooks up with Sarah. They go out. Sarah stays behind because she's tired. And he's out at the club and he makes out with some girl.
It's just stupid. I mean, I don't even know what to say about this stuff. You put in so much work to get with this girl. Right before you go out, you're saying, like, she's saying you're so sexy. It's like, dude, you're in.
Yeah.
She's gorgeous. She's cool. You know, you guys get along fantastic, blah, blah, blah. You're almost at the end of the run here, if
right.
we're to believe the timeline correctly, right? You're going to go home soon or, I guess, off to another Lohan Beach Club or whatever. Why would you mess that up?
Right.
It just seems silly and stupid. By the way, what a perfect opportunity while everybody else goes out to have fun to have a little private date with Sarah at
home.
Yeah,
exactly.
Or sit in bed. I mean, I guess they don't have TV, right? But chill in the jacuzzi, sit outside and cuddle and look at the stars. Like, I don't know. You could have really cemented the relationship there. I also understand he wanted to go out and party. That's cool. But just really, like, rookie, stupid.
So,
stuff.
At the same time, Sarah was like, I'm not looking for anything serious. And she kept being kind of, like, weird on the boat to him. So, my thing is, like,
I don't believe any of that.
She really shouldn't care.
I don't believe any of that.
You don't believe, like, no. what she was saying the whole time?
No, no, not at all. Not at all. She came with a, you know, this feminine, I just want to have fun. And how come only guys can have fun? I want to have fun, too. I don't believe it at all. She, you know, booed up with Brent so
yeah,
fast.
I know.
I was like, this is a relationship, girl. And that's fine, by the way. I think she really does want a relationship. I think when the whole Brent thing went down, she kind of put up a wall.
Mm-hmm.
So she didn't care about relationships. But I think she really does. And that's why she went right back into it with Billy. I mean, it was right away.
I know.
You don't
it's
go
crazy.
From, oh, we just had like a fun kiss on the yacht to they're in the bedroom, like, I don't want you to go kind of thing. But, well, I'm just going to stay. Well, I'm going to miss you.
Right.
Come on.
Yeah.
She wants a relationship, and that's totally fine.
Okay.
But Billy is just dumb. But the girl wasn't even hot. Her face was all blurry.
Yeah. Exactly. So after their night out, they go back to work, and they have these VIP guests coming from Jordy Shore, which is an MTV show also.
Yeah, it's the Jersey Shore of Europe.
Yeah. So
very big in the UK. We have some relatives out there who love their Geordie Shore. Yeah.
Like Panos. He loves it. He's really excited to have this. So basically, some of them are going to stay there and work. And then Gabby, Janita, Brent, and Kyle are going to go back home and basically plan this party at the house where they're going to show up to later that night.
Because for some reason, these VIP guests want to go back to the house and have dinner.
Yeah.
That was so random to me. I was like, wait, what? Why are they going back to the house? The only other person that went back was Lindsay's ex-fiance, spiritual healer dude. And that seemed like it had a purpose. Let's smudge everything and let's bring everybody together. I don't know why the Geordie Shore kids were going back there. They're trying to do more of a brand tie-in or something. I don't know. That was strange.
Yeah, so they show up, and Mike, right off the bat, is kind of like, this is a challenge for me because the girl that comes on from Geordie Shore, I believe her name is Sophie. Is it Sophie? She says she doesn't, like, I don't know. She doesn't.
She said, if you're bisexual, don't even try it with
exactly.
me. Which is really strange, right? Kind of right off the bat, if a guy likes a girl, you know, what do you care? Again, but whatever. And absolutely, Mike sees this as a challenge. And good on him. Like, what the hell? He's got to have some fun.
So, I thought it was so interesting that he started, like, before they got there, he did a straight guy voice. Did you hear him do that?
Oh, yeah. Excuse me. He had to get into the persona of Lance. I guess Lance is a really straight guy name. I don't know, but sure. I mean, Mike is a perfectly fine straight guy name. I don't know why I had to change it. But yeah, he got into his persona. He was working it, bringing his octaves down, and he was going to go in and have a good time. I felt like that just spoke to me even more about they need to entertain themselves.
Yeah.
And like, let's have a good time because nothing else is going on.
Right.
Right? Otherwise, it's really just the – how many people on this show? 9, 10 VIP guests, 8, something like that. They're spread out across this whole beach. They're probably not interacting with each other that much while they're on the job.
Right.
So, gotta do something. He's going to have fun with the VIP guests.
Yeah, so he does, but he has a little bit too much fun in this, like, I don't...
Everything was good for a while. Like, you expect them to be taking shots with each other.
Well,
you expect the massages. That's cool, whatever. Nathan wants him to rub sunblock on his legs, blah, 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 all that kind of stuff. No problem.
Right. It's just like Pano said. Everything was going good. So he was going to leave and go with Lindsay and talk about the hosts. He leaves, and Mike offers his swimsuit to Nathan. Is his name?
I guess... They wanted to go for a dip, but Nathan doesn't have a swimsuit, so Mike says he'll give him his, but he has no underwear on, and somehow that translates to a good idea to do, but then Mike wouldn't even be able to go swimming anyway. I didn't understand that either, but he gives it to him, and he gets naked, and that's obviously a bad look.
Yeah. I mean, we knew that was going to be a bad look, right?
We got a lot of people in the chat. Welcome, guys. What's up? Great to see you, and... You know, a lot of people are talking about the end of the episode, so I don't know if we want to jump there yet, but people are saying that Mike got a really raw deal at the end of the episode getting fired. Well, I mean, we'll talk about it.
Yes, no, I totally agree. So, yes, let's get there. So, yeah, he gets naked. It's weird. The general manager comes over, taps him on the shoulder, and then calls Panos.
Dude was huge, too, by the way. I was very impressed with Panos's Greek. Not that it should have been surprising that he speaks Greek at all, but I was just like, oh, yeah, sometimes you forget, like, boom, busts into perfect, you know, Greek. I get impressed every time my wife switches into one of the other languages she speaks.
It is super impressive,
right? Kind of forget. I'm like, whoa, you are crazy fluent. And, oh, it's, wow, okay. Yeah.
So he calls him. We don't really hear much else. Then comes the party. The Geordie Shore guys are coming over for the party. They're 2 hours late.
You know,
Brent's throwing all the shade.
I'm on Brent's
Brent
side
so
with
this.
I mean, I was so happy that he said this stuff, right? So they come and they immediately, as you'd expect, start kind of disrespecting the house. I mean, but that's kind of the thing. You know, Jersey Shore, they're going to come
in,
do whatever. Geordie Shore is the same thing. Okay, fine. And then they start complaining about the food. And this exact interaction is a microcosm of the entire season.
Yeah.
Because the Geordie Shore people complain about the food. And in the confessionals, we see the Lohan Beach Club people say, well, you know, it was perfect when I made it. It was Gabby, right? It was perfect when I made it, but they came 2 hours late, so, like, whatever. But then Brent is just straight up like, nah, yeah, you guys are really late. The food was perfect when we cooked it when you were supposed to be here. I was like, yeah, dude, thank you.
Exactly.
Like, keep it real. You don't have to take these people's BS.
He does this little like grace where he throws shade at them. While
yeah, and they so deserve great. It. And like, it's like, this is somebody actually being real.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
If you're 2 hours late, I get celebrities, whatever, cool, you're 2 hours late. But at least you could have enough rationalization and understanding that we're late, the food is messed up because we are late. I'm
right.
not going to complain about the food and stuff that you guys cooked for us. We
right.
don't really even have a reason to be at the house right now.
Yeah.
Probably the producers told us we had to go over there.
Yeah.
So why can't you just be cool with it? Why,
right.
You know?
Yeah. So Brent throws shade. I thought that was funny. Also in this part, Sarah comes home and she sees the flowers on the bed from Billy. What
lame.
Did you think?
It's lame.
Yeah, I just thought it was
lame. It's really weak. You know, Billy went and talked to her. We skipped over it. Billy went and talked to her on the beach. He gave the perfectly lame excuse and explanation. Like,
yeah.
I was cringing while I was watching this when he was like, you know, I don't want you to think about when I made out with that girl. I want you to think about all the great memories.
Yeah.
I was like, come on, dude. Like, that's such like a stereotypical, corny way to try to get a girl to forget about it,
yeah.
you know?
But she was upset. I didn't think she would be upset. He even said at one point, like, he didn't think that she was going to be upset, but she was. She went home and, like, closed the door and talked to Janita like she was going
to
cry.
Well, it took her a while to get there, right?
Yeah.
She was deep with Brent. She knew Billy was there on the side or whatever, and she... But there was something with Brent, and she kept going back. And so finally, she let go, you know, went to Billy,
right?
So, you know what? You were right. Good guy. I deserve this. I deserve a good guy, so I'm going to go with it.
Right.
And he screws it up the next night.
It's
the
incredible.
The girl can't catch a break.
Yeah.
Right? And then this lame, giving her flowers and stuff. I hope she doesn't fall for it. I just thought it was really lame.
I don't think she will, but... So
I think she will.
You think she will?
I mean, look, as she fell for Brent over
yeah,
and over
but,
and over again. She went to Billy, but I don't. We'll see. I hope
but
she doesn't.
But I think, if anything, she'll go back to Brent before she'll go back to Billy. Because her
she
and
should.
Brent have that conversation. And I actually like the conversation that they had. And basically just said, like, we're cool with each other.
Timothy Mendoza and Meg Blue Shift Eyes are on our sides. Very cringy. Yep.
Yeah.
I get you guys. I loved Brent's conversation
yeah.
with Sarah. Again, like I said at the top of the show, that to me felt like an honest, real person
mm-hmm.
being sincere.
Yeah.
And I do think that Brent, I don't remember what he said for our name game when we got to Sarah.
Yeah.
But I do think he is
I
sincere.
I think he said beautiful or something
beautiful.
Like that.
He
yeah.
wants to be friends with her outside of it, at least, if
right.
not more. And I think they can. I think back home, and I think actually it's a testament to the two episodes ago, I think Brent's probably a really, really good friend.
Yeah.
If you're actually a friend.
Right.
He was having so much fun with those people.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to tell me that all these people that hang out with are just jerks and, you
right.
know, whatever. So I think he's probably a great friend. I think he's probably really loyal, has a lot of fun. They go out, party. He's a hard worker. He's smart. And he's just caught up in the show where, you know, things are kind of going bad for him. That's, I'll defend him. I'll defend Brent because
no,
I think he's a good guy.
I mean, I see what you mean, but I just don't like the part of him where he thinks he's better than these people and has never given anybody a chance, aside from, like, Sarah and Janita.
I think that is short-sighted of him. And Kyle,
yes.
to be fair. He kind of, like, bros up with Kyle.
Well,
because
Kyle keeps trying.
Kyle keeps trying. I agree with you.
Yeah.
But he explained it when he was on the show pretty eloquently, I think. And I genuinely think he was disappointed when he got there.
But, okay, but you can turn any bad situation into a good one, right? Like, he could have turned this into, like, oh, I'm going to take charge here. I'm going to be the lead. I'm going to help people out. I'm going to help them learn. Like, you know, you could really help these guys out and take, like, a leadership role, make a name for yourself in front of Lindsay and Panos.
Right.
And...
Not
be miserable.
I agree. I don't think he went about it the right way, but I think his feelings are genuine in that respect, and
right.
he's not just being a jerk to be a jerk
mm-hmm.
to everybody.
Yeah.
I think he was bummed out, and he probably does have a lot more experience than everybody else there.
Right.
I mean, I honestly don't know. We don't know all their resumes,
right.
but he genuinely could have a lot more experience than everybody else and be bummed out that he's kind of not going to learn much from this experience. I think you can learn stuff from everybody. Honestly, totally. Everybody's got different skill sets. And just like Mike has his master's in media and marketing, right? And doing social media. I'm sure there's stuff to be learned like that. But I think from his perspective, that was his gut reaction, disappointment, and it carried over to the way he interacted with everybody. Mm-hmm. Not right, but I think it's
right.
I don't think it's just – I feel like defending him, he's not just a jerk to be a jerk. Mm-hmm. I think this is the manifestation of what he felt.
Right. So after this whole party, the next day they go, they meet with Panos. They're going to get their assignment, the new VIP guests that are coming through on their last day. I guessed it was Lindsay and Panos. That's what you guessed too.
Lindsay and Panos too.
But it's themselves. They're having like a day off where they're going to get pampered and get whatever they want on the house. But somebody's missing.
I guess. I mean, you got to imagine that if that's what's going down, unless Panos and Lindsay want to see how they treat other staff members,
right,
that they've already made their decision.
Yeah.
And it's like, have a nice day on us. Or they just want to see if anybody else acts out or something like that on the beach. Otherwise, I mean, they've kind of been partying the whole time. I'm sure they worked hard, but it's like it was still supposed to be their job. So I don't know. And Mike's face is not on all the really good looking headshots.
Yes. Were you shocked by that?
Initially, yes. And then when I thought about it, no.
Yeah.
Because he got butt naked in front of kids.
Right.
And it's just beyond inappropriate.
Right.
You know, I understand what he was doing. He was in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
He was probably drunk because he had a bunch of shots already. And in the back of your mind somewhere is going to be Panos and Lindsay saying, do whatever it takes to keep the clients happy, blah, 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 blah. I don't think he needed to go to that extent to keep him perfectly happy. He could have just been like, let's go in your underwear. Let's just go in the ocean. Who cares? Yeah. Or I'll run and get you a swimsuit like they did for the model anyway in like the first episode.
Yeah.
So I don't think he needed to do all that. I think he got caught up. And I think in the moment he thought he was doing the right thing. But, you know, if that's a hard and fast rule from Panos and Lindsay and the management – and potentially illegal on the beach, I don't really know.
Right.
Maybe they just decided, you know, that's completely uncalled for and you got to take a stance. Now, to Kayla's point, while she was a guest on our show, the line was really fuzzy.
Right.
It seemed like they didn't know, you know, Brent making out with somebody is getting praise.
Right.
Mike going a little bit extra and just kind of being naked, which I thought like in Europe, like it was all cool, like, but so, whatever. But that is fireable. So there was a little bit of, I can't use my words today. There was not clarity on what is allowed unless something like that was spoken and we didn't get to see it. So I felt bad. I thought he was doing it with the right mindset at the time. But I'm also not surprised that he's getting punished for it.
Right. I'm also
sorry. That was really long-winded explanation in there.
No, it's so funny because I thought he was going to get fired as soon as they went back to the house. I thought he was going to go back.
Oh, my boy. Sorry, Jesse. We got to cut you off. My man Mike is in the chat right now.
What up, Mike? Who's
my
Mike?
Friend, dude. I love you, dude. Mike says there were no kids there. It was a nude beach.
Oh, Mike? Our Mike?
Yes.
Mike, what's up?
Yes.
I was like, Mike?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Thank you for clarifying it, dude.
Yes,
I hope you listen to
Mike.
The whole thing because we love you.
Yes. Well, that's why, because like I'm on his side, so I want to be like, this is going to be hard for me to do this. But I thought he was going to get fired as soon as he got back to the house. So when he didn't, I was like, oh, like it's all good. Because the other thing is like, do you remember the episode where somebody was changing in one of those cabanas and they were just like holding up like
sheets?
That
was today.
They did in another episode too, but they just like hold up the sheets and people change in there. And so like I didn't know that it was facing like the families and everything. So I was like,
I mean, we do
whatever.
We
throw on a pair of shorts. You know what I mean? Like
we got to take obviously what Mike says here to heart. I mean,
what's he saying?
Just exactly what I said, that it was a nude beach and there were no kids.
Oh, it was a nude beach.
Yeah.
Oh.
So Mike, if you want to toss in the chat, what was the big deal then? Why did they make such a big stink out of it? Were they just trying to make a plot point for the show? Or like I don't know. What was the big deal then? Because if it was a nude beach, you would think you're literally doing the right thing by the customer then just trying to have
fun.
Well,
exactly. It's exactly like you said. Like, is it okay? So it's okay for like Brent to make out with people, but he can't take off his swimsuit on a nude beach.
I mean,
where
you could honestly argue that there's a ton of stuff that goes down at Mohan Beach Club that's not kid appropriate,
right?
And we even saw when the manager called, it was close to 7 o'clock at night.
Right.
There's probably not a lot of kids hanging out at the bar club at 7 o'clock at night,
right,
with their parents. During the day, I could understand it being a little more family oriented and stuff like that. But again, I'll reiterate exactly what I said again. I think Mike was in the right headspace when he was doing it. He didn't have anything. I don't think, you know, at the time it seemed inappropriate or whatever, but I don't know. I wasn't surprised when they fired him, and I hope Mike is still here and can toss in kind of his reasoning why, at least supposedly at the end of this episode, he got fired. I almost was waiting, I admit.
Yeah.
I almost was waiting at the very end for Panos to be like, you got naked in front of the thing?
Yeah.
You're automatically going, you're hired. like you really went the next level for the client. You're not on the not on the sheets because we're sending you right now to the next thing.
So I thought he was gonna be like, since you got naked, you're taking care of all these guys.
That's the punishment?
Yeah.
That would have been really
funny. So that's what I thought was gonna happen. So I was shocked. So you said a bunch of people in the live chat that are joining us were also saying that they didn't expect for him to get fired.
Mike got a raw deal. Timothy Mendoza said he didn't agree with what Mike did, but he was obviously one of the best workers out there.
I agree.
Got a really raw deal at the end of it, especially with all the other junk we saw going on the entire season.
Right.
Now, by the way, we skipped over this. I wanted to toss this out there. We see them hanging out with the Jordy Shore people in their cabana. Then we see Lindsay come up to her friend with the towel, take the towel off, and toss the lobster on him to scare him.
Yeah.
Wasn't Lindsay trying to, like, save the lobster's life and stuff in a previous episode, and now she's, like,
throwing
using the live lobster as a weapon? I was like, this doesn't make sense. I was like, you're torturing this lobster right there. Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
I didn't want to let her get away with that one without mentioning
exactly.
It.
You have to.
Got to.
So I'm hoping that the Jordy Shore people give, like, this great review on Mike so that Mike comes back. But now that we're on this whole topic of, like, people getting fired, last episode Panos leaves the house and he says, we're going to keep four people out of the group.
Yeah.
So Maddie and I talked about it last episode. And I said, I think they were going to. Do you want me to tell you who I said? Or do you want to tell me who you said? Actually, let's hear who you said first. And if there's anybody in the live chat that wants to throw in, who are the four people you would keep? Mike, let us know who you would keep of the group.
Before we do that, much more interestingly than what I think, Mike says there weren't limits set, and I tried to go above and beyond. All the ambassadors and Jordy Shore people were cheering. Obviously, I went too far, but how was I supposed to know the limit? No hate, though. Love and respect to everybody. Dude, that's why I like Mike so much.
Yeah, no,
Mike,
I love Mike.
Mike's awesome.
I know.
Like, you could tell. But we'll just talk straight to you, Mike. Like, Mike, you could tell that you're an all-love kind of person. We could tell when you came on the show and you interviewed with us. We could tell the entire season on there, because even though you could tell you don't really get along with Brent, it still seemed like Mike was cool and nice with him. I had no animosity whatsoever towards Mike or anything that he did. I think he got a raw deal, and I don't think anybody who's watched any part of Lindsay Lohan Beach Club has anything but love for Mike.
Yeah, he's the best. No, we love him.
So, okay, I want to count Mike still in.
Yeah.
Because I would hire Mike.
Same.
I would hire Mike. I would hire Brent. I would hire... Ooh. Oh, this is really, really tough. Can I hire Panos?
Oh, I wish. That'd
be
amazing.
Can I hire Evka the DJ?
Yes.
It's really tough because I feel like we did not get a really good look at the women.
Right.
And how they work.
Mm-hmm.
So I would hire Mike and Brent. I'd probably hire Janita. Okay. And I think I would probably hire Gabby.
Okay. So you have a little bit different answers.
Oh, but did we knock Kayla out? I would hire Kayla.
Because Kayla's not on the show anymore. So we last week when Maddie and I did it, we did it thinking that we were Lindsay and Panos. Who are they going to hire?
Sure.
Instead of us.
Okay.
So my choices that I think Lindsay and Panos are going to pick is Brent, Mike, Sarah, and Janita. But now Mike's gone, so okay. Now I don't know. Sarah, but I would still hire Mike, obviously.
I think Sarah did a good job with the VIPs and stuff like that. But again, like, I don't know. I feel like I didn't see quite enough. A lot of the times we saw her at the actual beach club, it was within the context of all the drama that right. was going on.
No, but I do agree with you. We don't see a lot of the women in action and, like, what they did. Because, like, I feel like we get a pretty good idea of what the guys do, right? Like, we think Mike's a good worker. We know Brent's a good worker as well. Alex is good. Actually, all of them are good. Aristotle's good.
I thought Janita was doing... Yeah, that's right. I thought Janita was doing a really, really good job until the slap.
Yes.
Right? Because she was even the one that at least they showed going out to the club, talking to people, trying to get them back right. and things mm-hmm. like that. So I thought she was putting in a lot of effort. We heard she had a really, you know, rough story
right.
coming up. And I thought she did a good job. So I would do it. I really like Sarah. I don't know. My gut right there went Gabby, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She dyed her hair.
Yeah. That's true.
So what would change for you today if we have to well, knock nothing. Mike off?
Nothing would change for me, really. I mean,
if we have to knock Mike off that they fired, who would you replace Mike with?
So again, this is not me replacing because I actually think I would actually choose different
okay,
people.
So if
it was up to me, I would choose Mike, Brent.
But you don't like that. Brent,
I
so
know.
You,
okay,
it's
so
cool.
All right, let's think. Mike, Aristotle, Alex. And Billy, maybe. Actually, and Kyle.
You're so
Kyle's
sexist.
Kyle's good, too.
You're so sexist. No
well,
women.
No, it's so funny because I was actually fighting for the women last episode because there's four of them left. And I was talking about how all of them have been in hot water at some
yeah.
point. Whereas, like, the guys are never in hot water.
If I had to replace Mike, I'd probably go with Aristotle. Just as I think he does a good job.
But,
and
yeah.
Yeah, he seems pretty
but
professional.
Like, it's just like you said. Like, I haven't seen the girls do anything. Really,
yeah.
like we don't get to see a lot of them in action, so
it's
I don't
really
know.
Tough. Yeah,
but I did see Janita selling. So, and I'm a salesperson, so I'm like, go, girl! Like
there you go.
I would get Janita. But I think if Mike cannot be one of their four because he's gone, I think they're going to pick Brent, Janita, Sarah, and God, I don't know who the last one would be. Like for them to pick,
Mike out of there,
yeah.
If Brent doesn't get picked...
Well, Brent will definitely
get picked. It's not going to be a very exciting show.
So I don't know who the fourth person would be. Who could it be? Billy? Just because of the drama? I don't know.
Everybody, honestly, most everybody there seems like they would be fine workers.
Yeah.
I mean, Kyle seems like he'd be fine. Alex seems like he'd be fine. They're just not crazy outgoing. Maybe Alex.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I do like Alex. I like everybody. So anyways, anything else in the live chat? Anything else that we got from Mike?
Unfortunately not, but I'm really glad that Mike came
yes,
out to hang
Mike
out and
awesome.
Give us some clarification.
So before we go,
yeah.
do you have a shadiest moment of this episode?
I mean, the shadiest moment is obviously Billy making out with Blurry Face Girl.
Because
okay. that is just so crappy.
It was crappy, but whatever. Okay, so my shadiest moment, which we didn't actually talk about, it was a small moment when Brent and Kyle and Janita and Gabby were in the grocery store shopping for their party.
Okay.
Was when Brent was talking about the girl that he made out with, and he puts, like, bacon
the
or something.
Meat or whatever.
Whatever it was over his face. So I was like, that was the shadiest moment for me. But actually, it was pretty interesting that Brent, like, didn't go home and run and tell Sarah, that's something we didn't talk about. He kind of just like lets it happen. He lets her
that's
find a,
that's
out
the next
way.
Level. It's the next level. Okay, Tim, if Mike is not an option, Mike, you're always an option for us, Mike.
I know.
If Mike's not an option, Aristotle, Janita, Billy, and Kyle.
Aristotle, Janita.
You don't like Brent,
Billy,
Tim? All right.
And Kyle. That's
Fair
a good, that's a good group, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
You totally know. Doable. Yeah. It's really, really tough. I would stick by Mike and Brent because I think they're the hardest workers and the most producing.
Yeah.
But the rest, it's kind of a toss-up.
Yes. So before we go, next episode looks crazy because it looks like Kyle might hit Brent.
Yep.
Which is so interesting because he has been trying so hard to like become friends with Brent.
Yep, the whole time. So I don't know. And how is that... I feel like Kyle has not done a ton anyway.
Right.
But I was going to say, how is that going to affect who Lindsay and Pano's pick?
Well,
because immediately Brent is Kyle's not going to get picked.
Right.
Right. And I wonder if they're taking everything into account. does Janita automatically get a DQ for smacking Gabby? Because I'm still amazed she didn't go home for that.
I'm shocked.
On almost every MTV reality show, somebody gets smacked and...
And they go home.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so I wonder how that will go.
We'll see.
That'll be really interesting. So we'll see, hopefully next episode, who stays.
I hope so.
And who goes. And what happens with Mike. Because I hope he comes back. Like, I hope the Jordy Shore guys give them a really good review.
Yeah.
And he comes back.
You deserve it, Mike.
I know. We love you. But, guys, thanks so much for joining us in the chat. Tell everybody where they can find you, Mike.
Guys, so fun. My name is Mike Thieling. You can find me everywhere at Mike Thieling.
And I'm Jesse Zahner. You can find me all over social media at Athletic. And until next week, we'll see you guys.
See ya.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.